Blog Talk Radio.
Please hang up and try.
Eagle Eye, this is Brown Trouser. Where you go?
Thought I'd stop in to say hello.
Eagle Trout, this is Brown Eye. It's a go.
All right, let's get this done.
Another vicious hit.
Football fan.
Put the game on.
If you were in the kitchen.
Hey, let's go, let's go. We're going, we're rolling.
Right here on Soul Kitchen Radio, we cooking up that good gumbo, that good beef stew for you. You dig? Holla, holla.
Damn, what he is Soul Kitchen Radio, loose ever loose for him. Put Tom Brady on the field, let it play.
So this is Sean Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
You guys never flinch. You keep grinding. You scrap, you claw, you fight, and you did it today.
You're the baddest radio show on the internet.
It's Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, Dolphins fans, if you're going to support a Dolphins fan, why don't you call the show? I'm calling all the Dolphins fans out because 95% of you guys are safe.
He's got a ball. We're
going
to line up the ball, that's all.
I'm fired up and ready this week, man. My Cowboys, I think they're going right for me.
So we got a great show for you today. We want you to get online, 714-694-4160.
They can't block us, man. They cannot block us.
This is what we play football, baby!
In your face! In your face! In your face!
Our legacy is still up tonight. We fought our legacy right here. We're going to fuck that ass!
The silence! The silence! The silence! The silence!
Look, round these guys up. I'm trying to lose these people recall.
Some headphones, fellas.
All aboard!
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
All right, here it is, Soul Kitchen Radio. We are back. It's Super Bowl Sunday. It's the grand finale of the football season 2013. Looking forward to getting into 2014. I can't wait for the next draft. I can't wait for the Hall of Fame game, the college preview stuff. Everything's coming up, man. It's I can't wait. It's so sad. I hate this day. I love this day, and I hate it all. About that, Memphis Lou, can you hear me?
I hear you now. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying something different. I'm on my headset, so let me know if I need to just shut this damn headset off and go to the regular shit.
I feel you, but also, man, today I woke up this morning and it's like, man, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And I'm watching the NFL Network. I fell asleep watching the NFL Network. And then it hits you. This is it. After today, there is no more football until the fall.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, you know, in the NFL is trying to make football 365 days. They're trying to make it go all the way around. But what's going to happen with the NFL AM show? What are they going to talk about now? They try to bring you all into training camp. They try to bring you into the Indianapolis for the college. What's that thing called? The college?
Oh, for the combine. For the combine.
For the combine. You know, they try to bring you in for the combine, and of course in March we have the NFL draft, which is always a big thing, and that kind of. But we're kind of going in. We're closing the curtains for about a month or so, from February to the middle of March, about a month and a half. Close the curtains on football for a little while. And then in March, we start all over again with the draft, the NFL draft. Everybody starts getting hype again. And then we hit the combine. Then we hit the NFL draft. And then we start rolling again. Then we start doing mock drafts. But I'm so excited about this Super Bowl. You know, pretty much I think just because it's a Super Bowl, I don't really care about the Seahawks. I don't really care. I really don't care about the Broncos. I'm going for the Seattle Seahawks today, even though I know the Denver Broncos are going to win this game. How are you feeling about that, about today's game? Let's talk about today's game, Lou.
Man, you know, all week and for the past couple weeks, you know, people have been asking that question. Who are you pulling for? Who are your wife pulling for? Who are you and your wife pulling for? And I'm rooting for the Seattle Seahawks, one, because they're an NFC team. I'm a big NFC guy. If my guys from the NFC Beast can't win, then I'm hoping somebody else on the NFC can. I am a big UT fan. I grew up on Peyton Manning, but I had my feelings hurt from him, you know, at UT, not winning the big games. Every time he went down to Florida, he took a beating, you know. And I got a bunch of friends who are big Bronco fans, and I'm in the mode if I can't win, I don't want to see them win either. You know, I mean, these guys are super obnoxious. You talk about Cowboy fans, Steeler fans, and 49er fans, and Packer fans, and just how obnoxious they are. The Bronco fans this year have been Cowboy, Steeler, 49er fans on steroids, man. I mean, these guys, they act as if Peyton Manning is the second coming. And I want to clear one thing up. If Peyton Manning wins today, he will not, I repeat, he will not go down in history as the best quarterback to ever lace them up. Joe Montana, four Super Bowls. Terry Bradshaw, four Super Bowls. Tom Terrific, he has three. His little brother Eli has two. So come on, guys. I love Peyton Manning. He married a girl from Memphis. He's a UT alum. Good guy, good, you know, good wholesome guy, comes from a great family, great background. He's a hell of a quarterback, great dude, but he is not, I repeat, he is not the greatest quarterback to ever lace him up. You know, I could go home on this one. Troy Aikman won three Super Bowls. Why don't they talk about him?
Yeah. No, we don't. We just watch him talk about other people on TV. That's all we do with Troy Aikman. We just watch him talk about other people, and nobody gives
three
him
Super
props.
Bowls.
Yeah, Troy Aikman, Danny White, went to the Super Bowls. It was, yeah, so much history. So many other quarterbacks out there besides Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is right now quarterback, the quarterback of right now. You know, we talk about Kurt Warner. You know, he could have won two with two different teams, but he lost that last one.
But Kurt Warner came off the street. Kurt Warner was stacking groceries.
Yeah, he was stacking groceries. He was playing arena football. He came
in a defunct league.
Yeah,
exactly. That's great.
And you know what? I went back into the archives, and I told you I was going to go back into some of the archives and see what was going on. And I do got something with Brian who was on. What's up, Brian? Hey, so I got some from Brian, and it addresses what you just talked about with Peyton Manning. And check this out. I think this is week one of our fantasy league this year. Check it out.
I didn't
Peyton
either.
Manning,
he shut me up.
Mrs. Lewis, sorry.
And maybe one day we'll get to say that to him. He lost to Florida 4 years in a row. So Lewis and I, we both went to Tennessee, and we know Peyton Manning is a choke artist, and I only said he's only beat the Bears with Rex Grossman as a cokehead. So Peyton Manning really is stepping up, and, you know, we'll see. Let's not get too excited about the Peyton Manning hype because he chokes in the playoffs. So he's a great regular season quarterback, but at the end of the day, can he win the big game?
And that's the question. Can he win the big game? That was Brian. Week one. Talking about Peyton Manning. Go ahead, Brian, address that.
Absolutely. I mean, like Lewis said, Peyton Manning went to University of Tennessee, and they should have won a couple of national championships. He couldn't beat University of Florida. You know, I'm a huge Gator fan. And he's only won one Super Bowl. He's 38 years old. You know, his career, this could be his last game of the year. Like Lewis said, will he go down as one of the best quarterbacks? Absolutely not. I mean, you gotta throw out the Kurt Warners, the Tom Brady's, the you know, all the old quarterbacks, the Troy Aikman's, the Aaron Rodgers, Joe Montana's, Steve Young, you know, even, you know, throw out Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer has won Super Bowl. Is Trent Dilfer a great quarterback? No. But Trent Dilfer had a great defense.
No,
and that's
definitely not.
Trent
Dilfer got cut after they won that Super Bowl.
That was one of the most boring Super Bowls. But this is what I'm getting down to, okay? This is Russell Wilson's time to show up.
Yes.
Is Russell Wilson going to be the quarterback that a lot of people – remember when I said that the Dolphins should have drafted Russell Wilson? I said this on the show a couple of years ago. I said, Russell Wilson's going to be a good quarterback in this league. I like his composure. I like that he's a star athlete. I like what he stands for. I lived in Seattle. I see what he does for the media, him and his wife. They're wonderful people. I mean, when his dad died, you know, it was very sad. But he's a really good, classy guy. But Russell Wilson will have to throw for 250, the 280 yards, just to win that game. You can't run the ball the beast mode the whole game and expect to win. You can't expect the defense to step up. Pete Carroll and the offensive coordinator for Seattle will have a play up their alley, like a Percy Harvin quarterback sneak, like a Percy Harvin wildcat offense, something out of the ordinary for them to win the game, because Denver has a lot of explosive talent. I mean, their receivers are way better than Seattle. Seattle's going to have one of these guys like Kirsty or, you know, Baldwin from Stanford who stepped up tremendously. But is it going to be Percy Harvin that's going to take the team to where they got to be? Is it going to be one of the running backs, maybe the death guy, I can't remember his name, Robinson, that scores the winning touchdown to win? Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, all that he's went through, all the adversity that this guy's went through, and he's playing in one of the biggest games of his whole life, you know? You know, that's what the Super Bowl is about. It's not the Peyton Mannings. It's not the star players. It's the players that people least expect to step up, you know. And that's what the Super Bowl is, you know. Everyone expects it's going to be these wonderful players and all that. But at the end of the day, look at what could happen with the Giants game. Remember the catch by Tyree? The guy came out.
Oh, yeah.
Tyree.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome.
So, you
I
know,
love it. And let me add to that. You know, this Super Bowl is going to be about the X factor, and I agree. I think Percy Harvin has the ability to be the X factor for the Seattle Seahawks to come through and win this game with his whether it's a punt return like DeSean Jackson did against the Giants a couple years ago, whether it's a long bomb. Or Russell Wilson is scrambling and he needs to find somebody, kind of like Doug Baldwin did last week against San Francisco 49ers. It's going to come down to an X factor. Marshawn Lynch is going to go off and like we seen last week, we seen it took a couple quarters for Marshawn Lynch to finally get hot. He's pounding the ball, pounding the rock. Finally, he breaks a hole, and then you can't stop him no more. So. It's going to be something like that. They do have a chance. They have a chance to win the Super Bowl. But on the other end, I think Peyton Manning is just going to go off today. I think it's his time to shine. We talked about, all the other quarterbacks, but we don't talk about Peyton Manning breaking every NFL quarterback record this season. You know, he went off this season, and nobody can deny how bad Peyton Manning was this season from game one. And in defense of Peyton Manning, I could put him up there. If he stays with the league and he could win two more Super Bowls and go 4-1 in Super Bowl contention, then
won't
he
happen.
Could be one of the best ever. But I agree with you, Lou. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, he might retire after this game. But, see, a lot of people are also not recognizing what could happen to Peyton Manning. He's 38 years old. He has a neck problem. One of the Seattle defensive guys like Wagner or maybe Richard Sherman gets in a blitz and just lays Manning out on the ground. You know, he throws a duck. And then Manning's out. And probably you got Brock Osweiler or Tarvis Jackson. he have more faith.
Yeah,
you know?
Tavares Jackson. I'd love to see him in the Super Bowl.
You never know. That could happen. But for Seattle to win the game today, Russell Wilson has to throw for over 300. 250 least, 290 most for them to win the game. They can't run into the Marshawn Lynch 40 times and expect to do that. That 3-4 defense is going to be on them. The Denver's defense, I don't care with Von Miller out and their corners out. Don't you think that they're preparing for this game? That defensive coordinator, I can't remember his name, knows what the Seattle's going to do. So Seattle's going to have something. Pete Carroll's going to have a couple of trick plays, maybe do some wildcat offense, maybe line Percy Harvin up as a running back at 4th-and-1 and they go for it, or maybe line Percy Harvin up as a quarterback and run and put Russell Wilson at a receiver. You know, they're going to have a couple of fake plays to win this game. You know, everybody thinks it's going to be, you know, Denver-Seattle. At the end of the day, it's going to be the team with the best position to win the game. Who do you have more confidence in a two-minute drill, Peyton Manning or Russell Wilson? You know, that's the question to me.
In a two-minute drill, you have to pick Peyton Manning.
But
today's game is going to be more about a game of inches. I think that Russell Wilson will get more done with his legs. Beast Mode will get more done with his legs. Richard Sherman will get more done with his hands than the Broncos as a whole. I mean, those guys, they're a Pro Bowl team. You know,
yeah.
they could take most of their guys on the Broncos and send them over to Hawaii and make a play up against anybody. But in a big game like today, you see some guys, wilt under pressure. And I think that's what's going to happen today with the Denver Broncos. The Seattle Seahawks, they were there once before. You know, they were on the cusp. They were less than a quarter away from winning the Super Bowl. I had a big party. A bunch of my friends were Pittsburgh Steelers fans. I got the champagne out. I'm dancing. I'm laughing. I'm rubbing their nose in it. And then the Seahawks gave up the ghost.
I love that game. I love that game. I remember where I was. I was with my cousin. And me and my wife were watching that game, and the Pittsburgh Steelers won, and I won my $500 from FanDuel. Oh, my God, from Sports Interaction that day. Oh, that was it. And, hey, you know what? Let's go back into the time. Let's take a trip back into the time warp. So let's see what Lou said at the beginning of the season. It came out to fruition. So check it out right here. This is Memphis Lou. I think this is week one or week two. Check it out.
Russell Wilson, man, Skittles, all those guys, man, you're just going to see a sea of lime green. You know, they're going to reclaim the stadium. You know, it's not going to be Reliance Stadium anymore. It's going to be Seahawks Stadium. The 12th man is going to show up. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with Russell Wilson. That guy, he's not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you know, or Colin Kaepernick of last year. He's his own guy. He manages the ship. He does just enough. And in today's football game with so many running backs and so many wide receivers, you know, and everybody wanting to compete for the ball, right now, in my opinion, all you need is a good managing quarterback. You don't have to have a guy who goes out and throws for 500 yards, 7 touchdowns, has 100 yard rushing in the game. If he can just manage the ship, give those dink and dunk passes, hit the deep guy when he needs to, 150, 200, yards a game, 2 touchdowns, that consistently, that's going to win you championships, man. That's going to win you championships because people are going to believe in you.
There it is, and people believe in Russell Wilson right now.
Wow.
Lou, did you know you even said that?
Who's that prognosticator? That boy is awesome. Call him up, Fox.
That boy came through. He said, Russell Wilson, you don't need a 500-yard quarterback. You just need a manager, and that's exactly what Russell Wilson has been doing all season, managing the Seattle Seahawks offense.
Yeah.
And when he's in danger, what I love about him, when he's in danger, Russell Wilson just don't put his head down and run the ball and do a slide in his base. No, he pretends like he's going to run, keeps his head down the field, keeps his head up, looking downfield, and he finds an open Doug Baldwin or maybe today a Percy Harvin or a Golden Tate. That's what Russell Wilson does, and that's why Seattle Seahawks are in the Super Bowl today. And that's my take. Oh, Memphis Lou, what do you think?
Man, I'm still just flattered about this, man. I totally forgot about that, but it is true. Russell Wilson, he's not the big sexy guy. You know, he's not a Tom Brady. He's not a Peyton Manning. But he is. He's surely not Trent Dilfer either. But
yeah,
he comes in that Trent Dilfer frame of mind. You know, just a manager, just a good manager. And sometimes in life, that gets you way more than being big and sexy. You know, and I think today, you know, Russell Wilson is gonna hoist that trophy. He is going to join a very, very elite club on January 31st, 1988, my birthday. Doug Williams became the first African American quarterback to play in the Super Bowl and the only one to win the Super Bowl when the Redskins defeated the Broncos 42-10. I see it happening today. We're going to have two. It's going to be Doug Williams and Little Curly Top. He's going to get it done today. And both times, Little Curly Top, and both times the Denver Broncos will go down and pave the way for the brothers to hoist the Lombardi Trophy.
There it is, definitely. All right, let's talk a little more because, Lou, you think that blew you away. Let's hear what you had to say on opening day. The first day of the kick, the first day of our fantasy football, we're going into week one. We're talking about what's happening. We're all excited, and we're going to get this excitement again when we come back to opening day this year in 2014. We're going to get this excitement again, but listen to what you said at the end of this clip. Check it out.
Man, Square, it is like Christmas. This is the most wonderful time of the year. The grills are smoking. The smokers are smoking. Man, everybody's happy. We only wish that we could buy some beer before noon here in Memphis. But everybody's excited, man. Football is here. We have real, meaningful games all day. No more grocery sackers versus grocery sackers. No more school teachers versus school teachers. These are the real deal, man. You're going to see some guys today that are going to shock the world. You're going to see some guys that are going, they're going to light it up, man. It's going to be a shocker. This year, somebody is going to be a dark horse and come out of nowhere to meet up with the Denver Broncos, and they're going to beat them in the Super Bowl.
Wow. Did I say going to beat them?
You said they're going to beat them in the Super Bowl. A dark horse is going to come up and meet up with the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl and beat them.
Wow, that's prophetic word right there.
Yeah,
everybody,
I mean, you know,
go to Vegas right now. Call them to Vegas. Put your mortgage.
Yeah, you should have bet that. You should have bet those two teams. You win some money today.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
My buddy got $10,000 on Seattle today. So,
wow.
That was 20 weeks ago.
Memphis Lou, when you said that.
Who did I say was going to be in the Super Bowl? I don't even remember.
Let me see what you said, Brian. This is one Brian did say. Look, Brian, this is what you said that actually came to fruition last night. Check it out.
Hello? Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, you over there?
Yeah, I'm going to
concur with that,
or
do you say go Eddie Lacy?
No, I totally just.
Okay, wait a minute. So let me set this up. We're talking about week one with we're talking about going with Eddie Lacy to start against the San Francisco 49ers, or Vic Ballard to start against I forgot who they were playing. I think they're playing Pittsburgh or something. But Memphis Lou went with Vic Ballard on this one. You remember this? Memphis Lou went with Vic Ballard, who actually had more yardage than Eddie Lacy. He had like 84 yards in that game, but no touchdowns. Eddie Lacy had 49 yards against San Francisco, and he had one touchdown. So let's listen to the whole conversation right here, what Brian has to say. First, he sounds dumb.
Yeah.
Brian, you over there?
Yeah, I'm going to
concur with that, or do you say go Eddie Lacy?
No, I totally disagree. Actually, I think Vic Ballard, you know,
And I got Eddie Lacy on my team, and I believe I got Vic Bowers, my backup, in one of my leagues, and Eddie Lacy is my starter. I think Eddie Lacy is going to be the steal of the rookie, you know, class. Eddie Lacy, and I think the Packers.
Explain to me how he's going to get through that defense in San Francisco.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to probably set up a couple of screen plays. The offensive line's going to open up holes for him. The Niners' defense is not going to be as good as people think this year. I think Eddie Lacy's going to get at least one touchdown, probably in the red zone, for 80 yards. And, I mean, he's going to be their main back. I mean, against the Niners last year, they didn't have a running back. And I think that's what, you know, held them back. And then Aaron Rodgers threw the ball, threw interceptions and stuff like that. I mean, Vic Bauer sounds like the great back. But, you know, Vic Bauer could have a sophomore slump. He came out of nowhere out of Mississippi State last year. I mean, you know, he won me some games. So, I mean, I'm going to disagree with Lewis because, listen, I don't agree with anybody on this. And every day if we agree to disagree, I think Eddie Lacy's going to have at least one touchdown for possibly 80 yards.
Wow. Okay. So
very good.
And Eddie Lacy was the rookie of the year.
I mean, Eddie Lacy was, you know, and he's not going to be a Trevor Richardson. The problem with the Packers, and, you know, they don't have defense. Don Capers is he's too old, you know, and it's just – he's way past his prime. It was like Mike Sherman with the Dolphins and Joe Philbin, the head coach. You know, at the end of the day, the Packers, Eddie Lacy is the guy that's going to take him back to where he needs to be. And Vic Bauer, as you know, towards ACL and was out for the season. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is no Sean Marino's last game. I don't know if people know that, but he's going to be gone.
Yeah, so they're not going to re-sign him.
No, they're not. So, you know,
so where is he going to go, huh?
Where is he going to go? You know, Miami should take a look at No'Shawn because I like No'Shawn. He played at Georgia. You know, he's a classy guy. The way he cried, I don't think he's fake like 95% of the football players out there are. And, you know, I would love him to see him in the Dolphins. You know, maybe he might go to the Raiders. I mean, there's a lot of talks. It's also Aaron Decker's last game with the Denver Broncos, so. You know, at the end of the day, you know, who's going to win this game? Vegas odds had the line at 2.5. You know, they're basically a lot of people on Denver. I think it'll be 50-50 at the end of the day. And I think I think Seattle should win, but my heart says the Broncos are going to get this done. And Peyton Manning's going to retire after this game, and it's going to be the end of a good career. I mean, he's 38 years old. It's just, you know, his time's up. I mean, you know, maybe he breaks his neck today or, you know, who knows? I mean, wouldn't at the end of the day just be good if the Cowboys and Dolphins were in the Super Bowl and we were in New York?
God.
Instead of me being in Atlanta watching the Super Bowl, really, this will be my first time back in Atlanta. I'm not happy about it. I would have came to Memphis, but, you know.
I'm going to say this, and we're going to play this back in 2016, because I'm saying in 2016, the first Super Bowl at the new Santa Clara 49ers Stadium will be the Oakland Raiders versus the Washington Redskins. A rematch of 1984 is coming to 2016, Oakland Raiders versus Washington Redskins. Put your money down right now, because it's 2014, and I'm calling it. Misha is on the phone. Misha, what do you think about that crazy call?
God. Don't you ever talk about the best. Ever. But shut your mouth real quick. Kaiser, man, and I heard you too. Talk about the best with a sorry mouth like Kaiser. That's what I think of that.
Don't make me beat you up like I was going to beat this kid up I seen 17 years ago. Okay, when the story gave me a dirty look, I should have knocked his lights out.
Don't you talk about the best. Shut your mouth real quick. Who are you thinking
about? All right, so don't talk about the best, man. Misha, what's going on, man? How you doing? Who you got today?
Well, I'm over here. I'm giving tours of the lovely city of San Francisco on my double-decker bus. But my bus broke, so I'm over here. Just hanging out, you know. Somebody's got to tell these Indian people about the bridge, you know, and that's my pain. That's my pain. I was
Is it full of Chinese people taking pictures and stuff?
Chinese, Indian, you know, a little bit of everything. I always like it because I ask people where they're from, and with Indian people, it's always kind of comical because I ask them, you know, where are you guys from? And they always say, we're from Oklahoma. And then I ask, it's like, so where did you guys used to live before Oklahoma? Like, also lived in Kansas. So it's always the same entertaining thing. So, no football, but I do have some Jersey ladies that were just with me, and they're all pretty pumped up about football in New Jersey. So that's as much football as I got so far.
And they're here. And, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They're here, and hopefully my bus breaks down again so I can go watch the actual Super Bowl.
Well, the game don't start till 3 o'clock, so you got plenty of time to put some – put some sugar in that tank of that double decker bus and get yourself to a Buffalo Wild Wings or something and watch the game. By the way,
go to Kamacha's house and watch it.
Yeah, come on down here and we got you. We're gonna put some turkey wings on the barbecue as long as it's not raining and shit. But let's talk about it. One thing I always talk about on Super Bowl Sunday is what is Memphis Lou cooking today? Memphis Lou, run down your lineup, man. Come on.
Well. It's going to be just me and the kids. This is my wife's last weekend of working weekend. We're going to do it small. My middle girl, Caitlin, says she wants crawfish, so today we're going to have crawfish and have crab legs. I might do some wings, make a little Rotel. I got my Miller Lite, the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys, in my freezer. It's getting nice and chilled and ready. And I also got some Crown Royal. So we're going to be on point today. We're going to be ready to root Russell Wilson, Skittles, and the Legion of Boom on the victory against my homeboy, Peyton Manning from the University of Tennessee.
All right, Brian, what bar are you going to be frequenting tonight, and who are you going to be harassing during the Super Bowl?
Actually, I'm not going to probably be doing anything. I'm just going to, you know, I'm actually just, you know, just I was in Reno last year. I was in Florida last year. I'm just probably just watch it at home and, you know, actually not actually have any drinks tonight. You know, I've been doing pretty well with that. And just watch it, and, you know, I have no money on the game or anything right now. So, yeah, I'm just going to watch it for the love of the game and just enjoy it. I mean, to me, the Super Bowl is just the Super Bowl. It's just another day. You know, as long as I wake up tomorrow will be a good day. And that's the question. That's what I throw out to everybody today. You know, guys, be safe out there. The Super Bowl is just the Super Bowl. Don't get yourself drunk. You know, kill other people. Do stupid stuff. It's just another day. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, the Super Bowl, for me, if you have no money on it, it's not that fun. I'm sorry. Or your team's not in it. I hate to say it like that, but that's the truth. You know, I mean, that's just the way the Super Bowl is. I think at the end of the day, the Super Bowl is fun if you're with a, you know, good group of family and, you know, friends like Lewis and Carson and Camacho and Misha. I wish I could be with you guys. And, you know, maybe I wouldn't be, you know, and I will be making a trip up to Memphis. But, you know, you're not with your real friends and stuff. It kind of sucks. So, no, I'm just probably just going to chill. I was going to go somewhere at Gwinnett. But, I just going to watch it and enjoy it. And, you know, I hope Seattle wins. I lived in Seattle for a little while. It's not a bad city. The Seahawks fans are really cool. And, you know, when I was working yesterday, this woman really got in my face. I go, you know, I was talking to this guy who's a Seahawks fan, and she goes, don't you talk about my Peyton Manning. I go, and the Seahawks guy was like, wow, this woman just, like, got in your face. She goes, he won me. She goes, he won me in fantasy football. I go, wow, man. I mean, Peyton Manning's choked 4 years in a row against the Gators. And she got so mad at me. It was just like, God, I thought she was going to start shooting me, you know? You just never know. This woman just got ape crap. She almost went, so. That's what it is in a nutshell. I think we should all, next year, this is the goal, we should all get together and watch the Super Bowl together. Because it's going to be a,
we
you
should.
Know,
we should
year.
All, the Super Bowl is in
up.
Arizona next week, or
Let's
next
go.
Year, not
Let's
next
go.
Week.
Let's
Super
go.
Super Bowl is
I
in Arizona next year. Let's make plans to meet in Arizona. It'll be nice and sunny and beautiful, and
get us
who's going to be there next
year?
I'll
be wearing our Tommy Bahama T-shirts.
I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say it should be maybe the Dallas Cowboys and
Miami Dolphins.
Hmm.
Why not?
Hell, they're
Dallas
the Raiders.
Cowboys
why not?
And Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, why not? Cowboys and
Dallas,
Raiders.
Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
Shit. We're all undefeated right now.
That would be.
Yeah, we're all undefeated. Go ahead, Misha.
It's going to be Carolina Panthers. They're going to definitely, I feel like they're a damn good team. I feel like they might be finally in it this time.
How about something like this? Super Bowl 49, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium, Carolina Panthers versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, man.
I could see that, too.
I like that.
I mean, both teams are ready to move to the next level. I actually called the Cincinnati Bengals to go into the round two of the playoffs this year. I didn't print that out, but I called that and it didn't happen. But something else that somebody called out that was pretty funny to me when I was looking through some of the stuff. Memphis Lou, this is one of your not so great moments of fantasy football 2013. Take it out.
And then with my guy Trent Richardson. This dude is a bruiser. He puts you in the mind of when you watch those old Jim Brown tapes. You know, I know it's almost blasphemy to put a guy in the same category as Jim Brown, but this dude is, I mean, he is the real deal. I am so high on the Cleveland Browns primarily because of Trent Richardson and the things that I've seen him do, man. I'm expecting him to go off today, go off this entire season. Trent Richardson and the Cleveland Browns. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they're going to knock some heads, and it's going to be a struggle in that AFC North, man. It won't be the Steelers, and it won't be the Ravens this year. It's going to be either the Browns or the Bengals, mark my words.
Hey.
Okay, well, you got one.
Wow.
But that's, maybe that Trent Richardson should have been Donald Brown. Trent Richardson should have been.
He had too many margaritas that night. You know, it is what it is.
That was 11 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody stole Trent Richardson's mojo.
Yeah, it's called Donald Brown.
That's
who has it, and we'll see. And it's funny because people were talking so much shit about Donald Brown before the season. What do you mean you're going to draft Donald Brown? You can't draft Donald Brown. Why is he even in the conversation? It ends up going off, you know. So here we go. Super Bowl, Misha. Get into a quiet place, Misha. What are you eating today for the Super Bowl?
He's always somewhere loud, Misha.
I'm probably gonna eat some brisket, some delicious brisket somewhere, and probably stop by a place to maybe either get a brisket or an oxtail stew.
Oh man, oxtail stew! Yes,
oxtail stew.
Ooh,
that's
ooh.
It.
Or maybe I'll make my way over to you if I'm lucky.
Yeah, if you can get Barb, come on out here. Let me tell you what you're going to get if you come by here. I am barbecuing some turkey wings. That's pretty not turkey wings, turkey drumsticks, like the same ones you get at Six Flags or Disneyland. Those kind of turkey drumsticks. You know, I love those things. We're putting some of those on a barbecue. But our main dish is something that we've done for a while. Is we're making a huge platter of nachos today. We're putting the sour cream, the green onions, the refried beans, the melted cheese. Everything is going on these nachos, and we're just gonna tear into those suckers with whatever else we decide. We got some cabbage. We might have some oxtails. We got whatever else we can find around here. We're just gonna have a goulash of Super Bowl foods today, and that's how we're gonna do it. So come on down, Misha.
This guy,
I got
this
some.
This guy's rubbing his nipples. God damn it, that sounds goddamn amazing. And hopefully I can get out early, keeping my fingers crossed. Because right now it's still nice and early, so like, come on, baby. Don't let me down. Let's go.
All right, so look, let's talk about let's talk about today's Super Bowl. We already talked about who we want to win. Obviously, I'm with Seattle, but I think Denver's going to win. If I had money, I'd put my money on Denver. I wouldn't put it on Seattle, but I want Seattle to win. I hate Denver Broncos. Everybody else, we all with Seattle?
I am.
Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I want Seattle to win, but I think at the end of the day, like I said, Russell Wilson's going to have to step up and be the quarterback that we can expect out of him. He was great at NC State, you know, and, you know, Wisconsin, he won the Rose Bowl. Can he win the big game? He can't throw for 180 yards and expect to be Peyton Manning. Just can't. I mean, he beat Drew Brees and he beat Colin Kaepernick, which I think any of us can. Colin Kaepernick's overrated and probably will never, ever get back to the Super Bowl. That's a shout out to all the Niners fans. You can hear what I just said. He'll never get back. He will never get them back to the Super Bowl. If he's not arrested with Justin Bieber, I won't be surprised. you know, I throw that in there. At the end of the day, Russell Wilson will have to step up to be the elite quarterback. If he doesn't, this could actually be a really bad Super Bowl. But this could actually be a 35-0 Seattle win. You never know. Last year, the Super Bowl was, you know, it was kind of a blowout. Super Bowls, people don't really realize, everyone gets so hyped up and all this and that, and when all the glamour and all that at the end of the day. But a lot of them are really not really close games. So it'll be interesting to see top defense versus the top offense, who comes out, you know. And the big question is, can Russell Wilson take the team to the promised land? And like I keep saying, is Seattle has to have some playbooks up their alley. If they're just going to run the conservative offense, they're not going to win this game. You know,
right.
And they can't expect the defense just to take and win the game. Because Seattle, let's be honest with you, they're good, don't get me wrong, but they play pretty boring football. They do. They don't, you know. I mean, Russell Wilson, you know, I had him in one of my leagues in FanDuel. He's not going to get you a lot of points. You know,
no,
so
he's not.
You know, that's what I'm saying. And they just don't have the receivers, and they don't have a tight end. Like people will mention, the guy that I mentioned, Thomas, that guy's a sick beast. And then they can go to Tammy. And then they can go to Virgil, come on, help me out, his name, Virgil Green, something, Virgil something. The third string tight end in Denver, they can line him up as a running back. So people don't
Russell
realize.
Russell Phillips from in the heat of the night.
Yeah. So Seattle's going to have some playbooks up their alley, and I hope Percy Harvin plays like I know he can, because I like Percy Harvin. But
right. You know, I would love to see Zach Miller get a Super Bowl ring. I don't know why. He was a Raider for so long, and we let him down that year when we got stomped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, I'd love to see him get a ring. That guy's an awesome player. I always have respect for Zach Miller. So he's one of the reasons why I want them to go ahead and win, because he is an Oakland Raider. I don't care what the hell anybody says. Zach Miller will always be an Oakland Raider. Let's talk about let's congratulate some of the guys last night. From did you guys get to watch the NFL Honor Show?
Oh yeah.
And see all the people
great,
that won.
Great.
So it was a cool show. I like that. So
you
should have
ran out of
NFL,
time.
NFL.com Fantasy Player of the Year. And Jamaal Charles just ran away with that. I mean, literally, he ran away with that. He was going off all season. Jamaal Charles really deserved that. Congratulations, Jamaal Charles. And then let's go to the Salute to Service Award. John Harbaugh for the Baltimore Ravens. Congratulate to him. The Bridgestone Performance Player of the Year, of course, Calvin Johnson from the Detroit Lions. The greatest. Greatness on the road. Come on, man. Greatness on the road. This guy goes in. He has one fantastic game against the Oakland Raiders. He was good, but I think that one game is on the road is what really put him into this little greatness on the road.
Nick Foles.
There it is. Greatness on the road. The FedEx Ground Player of the Year. And I thought this guy really deserved it, because he worked his ass off, and you always hate to play against him. If he's not on your fantasy team, you're gonna be hella mad that you got him. He is
Shady
McCoy.
GMC Never Say Never Moment of the Year. And why the hell did he get this? Lou, can you expand? Why did Aaron Rodgers get the Never Say Never Moment of the Year when Tom Brady came back from that deficit against Tom Brady came
against
back from
Denver.
That huge deficit against Denver mm-hmm. and beat them, you know?
But that play, Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, I mean, it was a long play. It got you on the edge of your seat. And, you know, the NFL has a love affair with Aaron Rodgers now. They want Aaron to be their flagship because they see, you know, Tom Brady's on the decline. There's not much left in Peyton Manning, so they have to, prop Aaron up.
Well, wait a minute. What about that? I'll tell you a play that was even better than that was last week, 2 weeks ago, when we watched Russell Wilson to whoever that number 15 dude is on his team.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was Doug Baldwin, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Doug Baldwin.
He hit him deep, and the two safeties caught him before he could score. But man, Russell was scrambling, man, and he saved the day on that one.
No, not that one to Doug Baldwin, the touchdown, the actual touchdown in between the two safeties. That one. Who
was
that, Brian?
Good too.
Number 15. Who was that number 15 on Seattle?
Do what?
Who's that receiver that caught the touchdown against San Francisco in Seattle? I know we're a sports show. We should know this, but I don't, telling you.
Kirstie.
Yeah. The guy who would never get picked up in any fantasy football league. But he just made a fantastic play. Now, that was better to me than the Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb play. I'm just saying.
Right.
And there was more than that. I mean, there of course, there was a whole bunch more than that. So the Pepsi next rookie of the year, Keenan Allen, great choice. Keenan Allen win. Oh, my God, great season. Yeah. And between him and the NFL rookie of the year, the AP rookie of the year, who was Eddie Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between Eddie Lacy and Keenan Allen, I think that is so – that was a very, very close, very, very close race right there. So I'm glad both of them got a Rookie of the Year award. And then the Walter Payton Man of the Year award, Charles Tillman from the Chicago Bears, man. Charles Tillman, great man. All the people who were doing stuff for that Walter Payton Man of the Year award, they all deserve – a standing ovation and applause, because anytime you're giving back to your community like those guys do, then you definitely deserve an ovation. Don Shula, NFL High School Coach of the Year, Mike Grant from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. This guy had seven years straight, I believe they said, of being undefeated. But why don't they come on down here to the Bay Area and help look at these De La Salle coaches who are killing them. They're like 50-0. Come on over here. Who cares about Mike Grant? Congratulations, dude. Whatever. Okay. Comeback Player of the Year, AP Comeback Player of the Year, Phillip Rivers from the San Diego Chargers. And I totally agree with that. You guys agree with that player?
He lit it up. He lit it up, man.
Misha, what about your buddy from San Diego, Phillip Rivers? What do you say about him?
Misha, he may be back on the bridge.
He's back on the bridge. He's
on the bridge. He's
go
on the
ahead,
bridge giving free.
You take that question. The AP player, AP comeback player of the year, Phillip Rivers. Brian, you say?
Yeah, Phillip Rivers had a really good game. I mean, really good year. I mean, to get the Chargers from possibly making the playoffs and making the playoffs is a big, tremendous thing for him, you know. So, you know, but I don't know if Phillip Rivers can ever win the big game is the question. But definitely I would vote in him. He had great receivers around him. You know, this tight end that came out of nowhere that did real well. So, yeah, definitely.
All right, so let's go to the Defensive Rookie of the Year, Sheldon Richardson from the New York Jets. Man, dude went off, all kinds of tackles. I didn't catch all his stats. I don't have all the stats in front of me, but Sheldon Richardson, congratulations on that. Of course, Eddie Lacy, the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year, the Defensive Player of the Year,
the guy we could not take our eyes off of, the guy that made them Panthers go off, him along with Thomas, Luke Kuechly.
I want to give credit to you. You were one that was big on the Carolina Panthers defense from day one. You know, I remember you telling that your cousin was asking about he needed a defense to pick up, and you told him, you know, they're not sexy, that they're not real flashy, but the Carolina Panthers D is going to represent. And, I mean, that paid dividends, man.
Yeah, and it sure did. You know, and it's funny because every week I was texting them going, look, I told you about them Carolina Panthers. I told you about them Carolina Panthers. You know, I've been on the Carolina Panthers for the last 2 years because if you're keeping score, they've been going off every year. So in fantasy football, defensive team, the whole team, you stick with them Carolina Panthers. And that was it, yeah. I sure did.
Rivera got it right.
That's right. The coach of the year, once again, the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. But you know what? I was in between with this, you know, because between him and what Andy Reid did in Kansas City, that was such a – so
yeah.
So Lou and Brian and Mike,
sure.
What pushed Ron Rivera over the cusp over Andy Reid in this one?
I think Ron Rivera, because of the defense, man, and those guys – and just how gritty they were. I mean, you knew that the quarterback was good. You knew that they had good wide receivers, you know, but the way the defense has just really stepped up this year, I won't say it was hands down, but, you know, Cam Newton did what he had to do. D'Angelo, he wasn't just A1, but he was decent. And they just got it done. And Ron Rivera's a good guy. Everything I've ever heard about him is that, you know, he's a good stand-up guy. He's a player's coach. He's that type of guy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why Andy Reid didn't get the award. I don't know if the game against the Colts was a bit reminder, but, you know, they were up a lot in that game. And kind of goes into the voting, but that's what I think is the big thing. And you know, Ron Rivera, actually the team started 1-3, and you know what he did with the team was absolutely tremendous. But I think that Andy Reid's big that game against the Colts was a reason why he was voted not.
All right, Misha, what do you have to say about that? The coach of the year.
I think, you know, the Carolina coach was obviously great. He turned around a team and made him into something, but I think Andy Reid was definitely robbed. You know, I think he was robbed in a grand fashion. You know, he took a team that was almost, you know, it was just a laughing stock of the whole league. You know, it barely won any games last year. And, you know, it had that huge tragedy when the football player shot himself. And it was just a terrible, terrible year for that team last year. And this guy shows up, and right out of the gate, they win the first 9 games. You know, they were just a phenomenal team, and they have everything to be proud about, and a massive turnaround year, historic turnaround year. You know, a lot of coaches definitely deserve to be talked about, but Andy Reid was definitely robbed for the coach of the year, and that upsets me a little bit because I felt like he was going to run away with that award.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like in between. Riverboat Ron is definitely a great coach. I mean, he did turn. They call him Riverboat Ron because why? Because 4th and whatever, he's going for it. I'm going for it. You know, he's got the ball. You know, when I coach football, we ran this play we call Hog Nuts. That was it. It's 4th and 1. We running Hog Nuts right up your face. And that's remind me of Riverboat Ron, but I agree 100% with you, Misha. I think Andy Reid was robbed of that because Kansas City Chiefs went 9-0 out of nowhere. Andy Reid, you know, he had to turn that whole team around, and his leadership by itself was the reason that team turned around. If they would have kept
it really was
and everything else, they would have still been the laughing stock of the AFC. You know, but now, Now they're a contender in the AFC. If Peyton Manning retires, the AFC is going to be up in the air. So the AFC West, that is going to be up in the air. So I agree with you on that. And what else? We had one more.
How about the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Hall of Fame. I am, you know, I feel like Warren Sapp. I think Michael Strahan was not deserving of getting into the Hall of Fame this year. He's good.
Yes.
He is a Hall of Famer, but you have to think about it. You know, certain guys have to wait a certain period of time. You know, you leave off a guy like Marvin Harrison, who was classy.
Tim Brown.
Jim Brown. You know, come on, man. Michael Strahan's a good guy. You know, I like what he does now. You know, he's Mr. Television. He's the black Ryan Seacrest of sorts, you know. But this guy was not deserving of the Hall of Fame right now. Maybe next year, maybe in 2016, but this year it was premature. Michael Strahan gets in, and I think the committee got it totally wrong. They could have let Tim Brown in, you know.
They could have
let Tony Dungy in. They could let anybody in except for Michael Strahan, man.
I agree. And, you know, and on the other side, I'm so happy. I know, Misha, go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead. I know you got something to say about Michael Strahan getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes a damn good point because he definitely, you know, has had a really unbelievable career. He's definitely done great, but a little too soon to get that guy in there, you know. There are definitely other guys that are more deserving right now, and just getting elected in his first year of eligibility is a little you know, too quick. And Warren Sapp, you know, a lot of people are saying that he's just a jealous guy, and you know, he's just talking too much.
What's he
got to
be jealous about? He's already in.
He's already in, but you know, these guys are always talking about, you know, each other's careers. But he definitely makes a good point that Michael Strahan is not deserving to be in there yet.
Oh,
yeah, you know, now when you watch
the guys
Michael
that
Strahan,
left off.
Yeah, I mean, but wait a minute. When you look at Michael Strahan in his last season, you're like, you're not looking at him like you're looking at Tony Gonzalez. That's a first round Hall of Fame ballot guy.
He is the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Tony Gonzalez is the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's going in regardless. Peyton Manning will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, those will be first ballot Hall of Famers when they go in, when they come out.
Right.
Calvin Johnson. But you didn't look at Michael Strahan and say, oh, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame as soon as he gets out, as soon as he's eligible. No way. I was surprised to see that also.
Listen to these
and
guys
it took
that were
so
left
long.
Off.
Yeah, sure.
Tony Dungy, Morton Anderson, Jerome Bettis, Tim Brown, Eddie DeBartolo, Kevin Green, Charles Haley and John Lynch. Come on, man. You could have let two of them guys in over Michael Strahan.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm looking at the thing. Ray Guy definitely finally deserved to get in. The best punter in the whole league, you know. Best punter in the league ever.
Put it on your foot.
Andre Reed probably could have waited a little while longer. You know, he was good, but one of those other guys, Tim Brown, was a lot better than Andre Reed.
A hell of a lot better.
You know, so.
But Reed's been waiting since 2000. So
yeah,
he waited,
you know,
13 years.
He waited long enough, years. You know, and Strahan should have waited all that long enough, too. So, Brian, what do you think? Michael Strahan, Hall of Fame?
No, I think he got in there because of all him being on TV, and you know, I think that guy maybe got a poll. But I mean, I don't know if he's voted. I wouldn't vote him right now. He's a nice guy. He's on, you know, like Lewis said, he's like the Ryan Seacrest of TV.
Ryan Seacrest of football.
I don't think he's vote. You would vote him yet. I think he's got some pull there. That's how it works in life, man. People don't realize that. It's all about who you know. I think that's how he knew a lot of people, and that's how he got in.
That's true. Okay, well, check it out, guys. This is going to be the end until we just start having like regular Soul Kitchen Radio during the week, but no more fantasy football until 2014, until September. We'll start our draft, and this year, if anybody's going back, this is what we're going to do for the paid league. Lou, Brian, Mike's not in the paid league, but this is what we're going to do. Okay. Oh yeah, you are in that league. So this is how we're doing it this year. We're not going to do a random draft this year. Our draft is going to go by ranking. So if you were last, you're picking first. If you were first, you're picking last. And then we're gonna have one keeper this year. So the best player on your team, you could keep him this year, and that'll be your first pick.
Oh,
what do you guys think? There we go.
Okay.
We've been 3 years now. We're probably going to go up to $25. We've been 3 years now, so we've established our group, who's playing, and if we get any new guys, we'll just
shuffle them in.
Yeah, we'll just shuffle them in, but it's pretty much steady. We got the same group of guys playing every year, so now we're going to start our keeper league, and my wife is excited, and she says she's going to win finally this year. So we'll see what happens, and that's it, man. Let's get our last words. We're going to start with Misha first. Misha, your last words for the 2013-2014 Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football League. Go ahead.
Well, I went with the running backs this past season, and this wasn't the year of the running backs, it seems like. So I got a little burnt, but I'm thinking next year running backs are going to be back in there, and hopefully I don't finish at the bottom. I'm calling it right now. I'm going to go all the way out there and finish 10th. In the fantasy. So. Still on the bottom, but not all the way on the bottom. So I'm just
not
going to
make
that prediction.
Huh?
No, and I'm not going for that. That's not my ultimate goal. Ultimate goal is not to fully suck. I'm setting the bar nice and low. That's my prerogative.
All right. Well, enjoy the football game today, Misha.
You too, guys. And the food, and hopefully I keep my fingers crossed. I'll see you guys. But if not, then I hope you guys enjoy yourselves.
All right. And no more Boston Bombers. All right. Here we go.
No.
Brian.
Yes.
What are your final words for the 2013-2014 season of NFL on Soul Kitchen Radio?
You know, NFL is a great sport. But at the end of the day, if your team's not in there or you don't have money on the game, or you're not playing it in some kind of fantasy league or something, or some kind of relation, it's just a sport, you know? And that's why I say at the end of the day, football is just football. And that's why baseball is America's pastime. It's still the best sport till the day I die.
Boy.
Thank God for baseball. Get football out of here. Bring back baseball. Red Sox World Series champ. 2014.
This is the speech he makes when he has no more money.
Shut up, Misha. But no, what I'm saying is football's okay, but thank God it's over. Your teams are not in
it. I'm not even playing no fucking fantasy baseball this year. Fuck that shit.
Oh, fantasy baseball
sucks.
Baseball's worth that.
Boo.
It's no fun for fans.
Terrible speech. Let's get on to the real one. Memphis Lou, give me your 2013-2014 end of the fantasy season, end of the NFL season speech. Come on, I know you got one.
Hold on, I got to throw my Richard Sherman.
Right.
Let me tell you something, brother. Listen here, Rick Camacho, he helped his son beat me, brother. It was a conspiracy theory, I promise you, brother. How does Memphis Lou come in third place? I'm a champ, man. I'm a champ. When you put your son up against me, next year I'm going to beat him. That's what's going to happen when you get a sorry child like your son up against a champ like Memphis Lou, brother. But in our fantasy league, man, I did. It was like third place was my spot this year. I got third place in our Yahoo league. I got third place in my league. And next year, I'm going to stand tall. I'm going to retool. Unlike Jerry Jones, I'm going to make real moves that are going to help my team do better next year. Drew Brees, you're coming back to Memphis with me, baby. The Memphis Cowboys, will win the Yahoo Fantasy League in 2014. And that's the bottom line, because Memphis Lou said so. Woo!
Yes. I know Mises said something about that.
Got off the subject a little. Brian Kaiserman won the free league. He will win the Yahoo League next year.
It's just
dominating, you know, because, you know, listen, sometimes I take some time off, but I am the champion. I will win next year. I'll win whatever free league I won this year. It was the seventh seed and beat all the ones, twos, and threes. Next year in the Yahoo Money League, I'm going to take it like it's my life depended on it, and I got a gun to my head, and I will step up my game, and I won't trap.
But you already made the speech.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Misha. And I will win. Like Richard Sherman said.
Richard Sherman's already been quoted, damn it.
You will see Brian will dominate next year.
Hey, so we only got one question for you, Brian. When
sure.
are you going to pay Memphis Lou for 2012?
We don't need to bring that. I will.
I'm going to take that money out of his ass, brother. I'm going to beat him down. What you going to do?
Memphis Lou is going to call his friends.
When I'm in Memphis, Lewis and I will have a good time, and he knows.
He is going to call his friends in Florida and have them pull your ass over and give you 12 parking tickets until you pay that damn money.
No,
wait,
I don't
Memphis, trust me. Wait, Memphis, are you a traffic officer?
No. I'm an office guy.
Okay.
Memphis Lou is the equivalent to Will Ferrell in that movie with Marky Mark.
No.
Damn.
What the hell is that movie called?
That was damn it. Oh man.
What's the name of that movie with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark when they're cops?
Oh,
nobody knows. Nobody can figure it out right now. But that Memphis Lou, you have the one with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember. What is it?
Yeah, cop something. But anyway, Memphis Lou got his wooden gun in his office and his bad woman at home. There it is. There it is. So let me tell you guys, this is my 2013-2014 speech. I'm writing it in my head as we think about it right now. 2013, I learned something. I had one player, one bad move kept me from my $500 payout in the ESPN league. I picked up, who the hell was that I picked up? I picked up, I can't even think right now. I was so upset about that. That one move. I picked up Joyce Bell off of the waiver wire, but because Steven Jackson, I didn't know if he came back, I played Jacquizz Rodgers that day. Joyce Bell went off for 32 points. Jacquizz Rodgers got me 4 points, and that one move kicked me out of the playoffs for the ESPN League, put me into fifth place. Ever since then, I continued watching my score from then. I wasn't in the playoffs. I was in this fucking little, you can still play. We're just going to add up your points thing at the end. But I had more points than everybody else throughout the rest of the season. But that one move killed me in 2013-2014. So in 2014, going to 2015, this is what I'm going to tell you. I learned from my mistake. I will come back, and I will get my $500 from the ESPN League, and I will bring that championship from Memphis, from South Memphis, from the Memphis Tigers, from the Buffalo Empire, from all those people that we play in that I don't even know in that league. Send me your money, because it was like the Buffalo Empire or something won that league.
Yeah. He's a cop. He's a cop. He's a good dude, man. Good dude.
Yeah,
real
and,
class.
And I will,
I didn't win because I just told you why I didn't win, because I made one stupid mistake that I learned from. And Joy Bell went off the rest of the year. Oh, my God. That one mistake had me going. And this year, I could tell you, in coming into 2014, 2015, the Kraken will not win in the Soul Kitchen Radio League. I'm telling you now, Sean Hallock, you are not going to win because I am going to take you out. Yes, I am. Memphis Luke is going to take you out. Kraken Man is going to take you out, Sean.
Yes.
We are all going to take out the Kraken in 2014, 2015.
You're my man, Kraken.
Boy.
The Kraken's got to go down. I took him out on the free league.
Yeah, you took him out in the free league. And in fact, we're even going to have, in the free league, we're going to have Misha almost beat you.
Yeah. We're going to have Misha
what? We're going to have Misha almost beat you in the free league. But anyway, you know what,
right,
guys? You guys are the best, man. Soul Kitchen Radio, fantasy football. I can't wait till next season. We will keep in contact. Follow me on Twitter at Soul Kitchen Radio. In Memphis, Lou, tell them your Twitter.
At Nature Boy, Roman numeral 4, baby. Woo!
Nature Boy,
IG. And I'll have a Twitter by then, too.
Okay, Misha's going to have his Twitter. Brian, do you even use your Twitter? I see,
yeah,
Brian. I see Brian's Twitter feed, and he's like, hey, Adrian Peterson, contact me. Hey.
I don't really use it that much, and I don't get spelled.
That doesn't work like that. You, Camacho.
Hey,
I don't
Chad,
care
hey,
about
hey,
any of no. I don't care about any freaking athletes but myself. At the end of the day, I got a perfect message for everybody. Don't care about anybody but yourself. Just take care of yourself. I mean, Louis, you got kids. And I know you guys take care of your kids, but at the end of the day, it's all about yourself. And that's what it boils down to. I hate to say it.
Oh,
that's
the wise mother, Brian Kaiserman. Mother Teresa Kaiserman.
Next year, let's all do the Super Bowl. That'll be fun. That's a game plan. We should do it. We just got to get
a plan. Next year, we're going to have a live show in Arizona for the Super Bowl. And the year after that, we have no choice because it's 2016, the Raiders and the Redskins and the Super Bowl being Santa Clara, we are there. That's it. We're there. I'm here to
That's
be.
It, man.
You have to come to me. I will be at the NFL Experience. I'll be at everything in 2016. So that's where it's going
to go. I see you guys, man. I'm about to go and finish celebrating my birthday, the birthday brunch.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ms. Lou. And so
appreciate it.
So when we're leaving here, wait a minute, Lou. We gotta give you. Here you go, Memphis Lou. It's for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Give your heart to Jesus.
I was
to the core.
Happy birthday to you. Today is Christmas. There will
Memphis
be
Lou's
a magic
birthday
show
Christmas
at 09:30. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines. God has a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games. We play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps. So you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Corps. See you, ladies.
Sir, yes, sir.
And one more time for Lou.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
birthday to you. You look like a fool.
That's awesome.
60 today. All right. Woo. Happy 60.
All right, fellas. That's, awesome. That's it. We're out of here. Let's enjoy this game.
All right, guys.
Let's enjoy this
game
today.
See you in the fall.
And I'll see y'all in the fall. It's all good. See y'all on Facebook. Follow Brian on Facebook so you can see all the crazy radical shit. You don't believe all the messages he sends me on Facebook. Every time I click on Facebook, here's a message. Hi, Rick.
I don't post much on Facebook actually that much anymore. I'm not really on there.
Yeah. Got a hard on for
once you decipher it, it makes sense.
What?
You have to do like some deciphering.
It's hard on for
Jeff
Ireland.
The Kaiserman deciphering.
Man, all right, it's out of here. Let's go, Brian. Don't ask me about your jersey. I got your jersey. I'm giving you a Miami Dolphins jersey. It's all good. We're out. I'm out. All right, peace. Love y'all, man.
Hey.
See ya. We're out.
Love you. Peace
Happy day. Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Gone.